The possibility of a U.S.-led war on Iraq is causing concern across the Muslim world. In Pakistan, a key ally in the war on terrorism, some worry that a war could trigger demonstrations that would threaten U.S. interests and destabilize the government. This anti-American attitude is aggravated by what some see as unjust treatment of Pakistani nationals within the United States. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports.
Acheson College is in the city of Lahore, a sprawling campus of beautiful turn-of-the-century buildings and grand leafy trees just as old. More than 3,000 students attend classes here, and the wall of one building is covered with photos of some of Acheson's best and brightest graduates, students who've gone on to study, even teach at Harvard, MIT, and Stanford. Many of the young men here, in their blue blazers, white button-down shirts and ties, are the sons of Pakistan's business and government elite. Their parents represent a tiny fraction of Pakistan's population, but they are the people who run the country, and an elite, their sons suggest, that has long enjoyed a love affair with the U.S., a relationship, says Acheson senior Fareed Ismail, that has recently soured.
It's no longer the same. I used to be part of the people who in the States and used to see it through rose-tinted glasses, but now it's different. It's all gray.
Gray, these students say, because of how the U.S. is treating Pakistanis in the U.S. Background checks, fingerprinting. All of this, says Acheson senior Muhammad Umar Varasha, gives the impression that Pakistanis are now the enemy.
I still want to go to America for a better education, which of course there is. But living in America, we are being labeled as a security threat. So I wouldn't consider that an option now.
Neither of these young men say they see what many media accounts have called a rising tide of anti-Americanism here. Rather, they say it's a sense of bitterness, especially after 9/11, when Pakistan was quick to side with the U.S. in the war on terror. Fareed Ismail has applied at several Ivy League schools. His advisor confidently predicts he'll be accepted at least one. Fareed says he will go, but like fellow student Muhammad Umar Varasha, is reluctant to stay in the U.S. after he graduates, as he once hoped to do.
Pakistanis are Muslims. Arabs are Muslims. So, I mean, they're going to keep on seeing you through that filter of being an Arab, through that filter of being a Muslim. And when they do that, then you're not going to be as welcome as without that filter of being an outcast.
Another student, Komail Ijazuddin, has also applied to several Ivy League schools, and his advisor says he too has a good chance of getting in. But Komail is ambivalent about going. Growing up, he says, America represented freedom and tolerance and idealism. Now, he says, it gives the impression of being a superpower run amok, bent on attacking Iraq with no clear evidence of Iraq's guilt. And along with Komail's disappointment is a growing sense of fear that nuclear-armed Pakistan, with its Islamic extremists, may be next on the U.S. list.
It has all the reasons that you're attacking Afghanistan and Iraq for. We have got weapons of mass destruction. We have got terrorists who live in Pakistan. We have got terrorist organizations.
In the short term, however, few of these students believe there will be any serious political fallout here, even if the U.S. goes ahead with its plans to eliminate Saddam Hussein. Pakistan's religious parties have threatened to protest, but similar protests after the U.S. attack on the Taliban and al-Qaeda in October 2001 quickly fizzled. Either way, the U.S. may not be making new enemies, not yet at least, but these students suggest the U.S. is losing the respect and admiration of some in the Muslim world who once called it friend. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Lahore.